600 kwacha or 500 kwacha when you pay using any of your Absa cards. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Supreme Court quashes seizure of Chitotela's State Lodge property. ZDA reports $12.22 billion in actualized investments in 4 years. Sudan's army denies bombing convoy taking aid to famine-hit area. To present the news, I'm Lucivilo Gondwe. The Supreme Court has quashed a judgment by the Economic and Financial Crimes Court that authorized the seizure of jailed former tourism minister Ronald Chitotela's State Lodge property and has ordered that the case be heard afresh in an ordinary high court. The property in question was seized by the Anti-Corruption Commission on 29th April 2022 on account of being proceeds of criminal conduct. However, Mr. Chitotela petitioned the court, claiming the property was legally acquired, but the Economic and Financial Crimes Court dismissed his petition for failure to prove the claim on a balance of probabilities. He challenged the allocation of his petition to the Economic and Financial Crimes Court, arguing that the matter raised constitutional issues and should have been properly heard in an ordinary High Court division. Justice Dr. Mumba Malila has ordered a fresh hearing in the High Court before a differently constituted bench. The Supreme Court has also ruled that each party should bear their own costs, citing irregularities in the court's proceedings. The Zambia Development Agency, ZDA, has announced that $12.22 billion worth of investments was actualized from the committed investment of $86.2 billion recorded from 2021 to date. Addressing the media in Lusaka this morning, the ZDA Director General, Albert Halwampa, says the $12.22 billion was recorded from 567 companies that were monitored in various sectors, which include mining at 39%, manufacturing at 33.9%, transport at 10.2%, and agriculture at 4%, among other sectors. He says the investment created 68,072 jobs, which were actualized against the committed 58,168 from the 567 companies, representing a 117% actualization rate from the 567 enterprises monitored. Mr. Halwampa has also highlighted that $1.32 billion worth of local business development support was provided to local businesses through targeted subcontracting opportunities and access to the provision of essential services. He has attributed this success to government's restored investor confidence through prioritizing stable policies to attract investors and ensuring transparency in government dealings to build trust and thereby positioning Zambia as a competitive and reliable destination for global capital.
So out of the $86.2 billion that we've recorded from August 2021 to August 2025, we have actualized $12.22 billion. I know that's the message, that's the language people are looking for, actualized investments. But we must tell you how much we planted, because all this $86 billion of committed investments or pledges is the seed. And we know that some of it has already matured and some of it is still germinating. The investors are still watering, bringing equipment, financial closing for other variables, you know, within the investment journey.
President Hakainde Hichilema has expressed Zambia's desire to deepen cooperation with Israel in areas such as agriculture, education, and genetics. The head of state has also highlighted the potential for collaboration in precision irrigation and water harvesting, citing Israel's expertise in these areas. speaking during a courtesy call meeting at State House this morning by Israel's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Gideon Sahar, President Hichilema highlighted the long-standing friendship between the two nations, with Israel having built the University of Zambia's initial campus in 1967, which has since become a regional university for Southern Africa. He says the two countries are exploring potential areas of cooperation, including in agriculture to address climate change and food security challenges, building on the historical partnership in education with potential for further collaboration, research and development in areas like crop improvement and disease control, and medical services, including specialist services such as heart specialists who have attended to Zambian patients. The president has also commended Israel for reopening its embassy in Zambia following his state visit to that country in 2023, which led to the signing of a general framework agreement of cooperation.
We're challenged by climate change, and we had the worst drought in living memory just last year, 2023-2024. And we had to work hard to feed our people. Food security is national security. And the opposite is equally, you know, food insecurity is national security. So we are looking at moving our agriculture to irrigation agriculture, precision irrigation, technology. These are areas we can say are Israel's specialisms, if I may say so. And we would like to deepen our cooperation there, genetics as well. And I'm aware that President Herzog was gracious to send a small team here to look at our water harvest possibilities. You have moved water from the north to the south, as Israel, I believe. And it's those sort of things that we want to pick from our relationship.
And Israel's Foreign Minister Gideon Sa'ar has highlighted his country's commitment to sharing its knowledge and capabilities with Zambia, particularly in areas such as agriculture and food security and healthcare, by establishing a trauma and emergency unit in Livingston.
Opening our embassy here will strengthen bilateral relations and our strategic engagement with Africa. Zambia always had and has place in our hearts since its establishment more than 60 years ago. Israel is a small nation with many challenges, but we are committed to sharing our knowledge and capabilities with friends like Zambia. And we will do a series of things here. We already began to do that, from establishing the trauma and emergency unit in the hospital in Livingston. Each year we train hundreds of Zambians in agriculture, water management and food security. And I believe in that way a part of Zambia's future successes.
The Zambia Metrology Agency, ZMA, says it has undertaken statutory verification of all food reserve agency scales to ensure fair measurements in the current marketing season. Speaking during the mid-year performance review press briefing in Lusaka this morning, the agency executive director, Humphrey Nkobeni, says this move aims to protect both farmers and buyers from unfair practices following the bumper harvest recorded in the 2024 to 2025 farming season. Mr. Nkobeni says the agency has since extended this intervention to all grain buyers and sellers by visiting all depots, including roadside buyers across the country. He adds that ZMA inspectors have visited all districts in Southern, Copperbelt, Central and Eastern provinces and are currently active in Muchinga, Luapula and Northern provinces.
The inspectors of metrologies have successfully visited all districts in Southern, Copperbelt, Central and Eastern provinces. We are currently active in Muchinga, Luapula and Northern provinces. So please write to appeal to all our farmers. Sell your grain to only the buyers who have certified, ZMA certified skills. You want to lose out on your grain, on your labor, you need to get value for your money. Further, I'd like to appeal to all buyers of grain, please use only certified skills, because the skills scale can either overread or underread. So it's either the farmer losing out or the buyer losing out.
Meanwhile, Mr. Nkobeni says the agency has also made